Hey, Matt.
How's it going, sir?
Good. My name's Matt as well. Thanks, Tara. How's your day going?
Oh, it's not too bad. How are you, sir?
I cannot complain. So how's business going with Sizemore Electric?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah?
I'm starting to branch out and do more variety of work.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Have you guys ever done, like, any marketing before for the business?
I mean, we're on Angie's list right now, but that's about it.
Okay. How's that been working out for you guys, Matt?
Well, we just started. This seems to be going pretty good.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Have you ever thought about getting on Google?
Yeah, I've tried a few times, but I've gone through the whole application process, and they just they deny me every time because of they say that I'm not showing a business license, and every time I'm showing the business license, so.
You mean license in the sense that a licensed electrical company for West Virginia, is that what they're saying? Or you having like a business entity license, like in like a LLC or an incorporation, that kind of thing?
Well, so every time, so I did the application, all that stuff, and then I had to do that video where they say, like, show your company vehicle, and then show your business license, and show, like a landmarking area showing, like, this is where you are. And they deny me every time, and I show it every single time. But they just don't want me on Google.
You know, sometimes it can be a pain, you know, like we're Google's biggest partner, right? So, and we understand, like, you know, I sometimes Google, like, you know, will trigger things or it'll be, just very difficult to deal with in that sense. So I completely understand though where you're coming from, you know, and on that, in that sense. So, the good news, though, is, you know, we can definitely help you with that. But more importantly, you know, getting you on Google, that's going to really help you, like, really grow your business to the next level, right? Because I'm sure you've done, Matt, like, the search on Google, right? And whoever shows up on that first page obviously gets the business. Have you, like, ever gone on and seeing like your competitors in your area?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we're talking about. Cause you know, Matt, you know, I have a lot of electrical, guys and electrical companies as my clients, and everybody's tried everything, right? You know, I've had some electricians try everything under the sun, from radio and even TV, right? But once you get on Google and, like, really experientialize Google, nothing performs like Google does. And why do you think that is?
Well, Google is the biggest search engine I think that the world has, right?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, they're the biggest company in the world. So they didn't get there by accident, right? And what they'll do is, like, you know, because 90% of the people, Matt, when they're looking for a business, the first place they go to is Google. That's why the term Google it, right? So yeah. That's what we help your business do is ultimately get on there and get seen and, you know, making sure that, you know, you're getting that exposure and you're getting that, you know, phone calls, okay? So that's the first way, okay? Is getting you on that first page, especially in the map section for anybody that types any keyword that relates to your business, okay? And you guys do the EV chargers as well? Because I know that's very popular right now for my electricians. You guys do that as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's good. Because the EV chargers are like a big thing right now. A lot of people are definitely looking for that, and there's a lot of Google searches for that. So obviously we want to make sure that you show up and that you're getting that, you know, that exposure, right? And then let me ask you this, Matt. in addition to the EV charger, what typical, like, jobs do you guys do? Do you guys do, like, do you do panel work as well? Like, do you do everything pretty much electrical?
Yeah, everything that a house has to offer, I do it.
Okay. Do you dabble with the solar stuff too, or not so much?
No, not very much. I used to, but I mean, it's just, I didn't enjoy it, so.
I hear ya. Okay. But so anything like electrical, like do you do like ceiling fans and that sort of stuff too? And obviously you do lighting, but what about the ceiling fans? Do you do that?
Yes, sir. Ceiling fans, lighting, switches, outlets, dishwashers, hot water heaters, like electric hot water heaters.
Nice. I was going to ask you if you did the hot water heaters. So that's good that you do that. Okay. That's really, really good that you do that. Okay. So you do the hot water heaters, you do the electrical outlets, you do the installation, you do lighting, you do everything. So that's good. Okay, so let's say somebody types in onto Google in your area, right, and they typed in hot water heater installation. Okay, you show up. Right, you show up on Google, they see you on their mat, but they don't call you. Okay? Well, what do we do then? Okay? Well, we actually run a very interesting get back in their face, as I call it, campaign that really helps draw them to call you as well, Matt. And that is, we're going to run this thing called a retargeting ad. And all that is a fancy word for just saying, hey, we want to get back in front of this person. Okay? So anytime that person, since they typed in water heater installation onto Google, when they log onto their Facebook, they're going to see an ad from Sizemore Electric motivating them to call you from Facebook in addition to Google. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that concept we've been doing for over 13 years now, Matt, and that really does work. Okay? It really helps your business grow. At first, we don't spend a lot of money on it, but it's enough where it gets you calls and where it's enough that actually will drive you business, okay? And then the third way that we help businesses grow, Matt, is we actually have a Google Pay per Lead program, right, that is unlike any other lead out there. So let me explain that. And this is why I love what I do, because I have some electrical companies that spend a lot of money on these leads, right? And what those leads are is we can actually put you on any city once I get you approved, right, on top of Google, right, as like the first search result, okay? Now, Google does a big vetting process on you. They want to make sure you have all the paperwork, the liability insurance, Matt, and no felonies over the last 10 years now, right? And so obviously, as you can tell, they vet these businesses, okay? Because the leads are so good that they only want to give them to quality companies. And that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So how that works is, and what's different about the Google Pay per leads like other companies is those leads, right, come in the form of a phone call. But the cool thing is, Matt, you get to talk to these people before you spend any money with them. So during the course of the conversation, let's say like it's not a good lead or they're not really serious or they're outside of your service area, like all these different like things that could happen during the call, Google listens in on the call and they won't charge you for like an unqualified lead. Okay. The nice thing about these paper leads though, Matt, is they don't share those leads with anybody else. So it exclusively goes to you, which obviously is a good thing. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's why I like the Google Pay per Lead. And in fact, your area, they're very, very affordable in your area. Okay. So what do I mean by that? Well, a qualified lead right now in your area is $15 with Google.
Okay.
Obviously, like, I have some electricians that are spending $85 for a qualified lead. So in your particular area in West Virginia, It's just very affordable right now, okay? Because obviously it's the all has to do with supply and demand and everything else. So Google's pricing right now in your area and that like particular market is very, very affordable. So cool thing is we can expand your territory on those paper leads, right, to help you like show up on whatever cities you want. If you want to go 100 miles north, 100 miles south, 100 miles east or west, we can do that with that particular platform, right, to keep those leads coming in, okay? So to kind of recap, we focus on three levels. First off, being on that first page of Google on the map section on any, you know, keyword that relates to your business. Now, that's obviously based upon your business address, right? So that particular map section will have about a 25-mile radius, okay? Anytime somebody types in those keywords like I talked to you about and they don't call you, we run a Facebook ad to get back in front of them to motivate them to call you. And then lastly, we're working towards, if it's, you know, a direction you want to go, the pay-per-leads to get more leads when you need those extra leads, Matt. Okay? Because some weeks, as you know, you're busier than others. So having those paper leads, they do help to drive in more business and, you know, is there for you to turn on and off at any time. Now, I know that was kind of a mouthful, but did that all kind of make sense, by the way?
No, yeah, it made perfect sense.
Okay. So let's go over, like, pricing. And I'll discuss with you how that all works, okay? But before I do, okay, one thing that I always try to by the way, do you go by Matt or Matthew, by the way?
Either or. It really don't matter, whatever
okay.
people prefer.
Because I have the same name as you, but I, you know, I go by Matt, so I just want to make sure, you know, I'm calling you by how you like to be called. Okay, so Matt, so I'm going to text you real quick one of my clients, okay? Because this is something I always go over with my business owners, especially this year. I've been doing it a lot heavier. And you're going to understand exactly what I'm talking about. So I'm going to send you one of my clients. Okay, they're out of South Carolina. And I just texted you this link. When you get a second, go ahead and click on that. And I want you to pull this up real quick for me. Let me know when you see that. Did that link work for you?
No, I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, you didn't get it? Well, that would help, huh? I can text this number, the 304-695-0302?
Yes, yeah, you should be.
Yeah, because I sent you the link. It looks like it went through. You didn't get a text?
I'm not seeing anything now.
Huh. How about this? Let me try emailing it to you sometimes. What's your email, Matt?
That's what it's, the sizemorematthew22@gmail.com.
You said sizemorematthew22@gmail?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. sizemorematthew22@gmail.com. I wonder why you didn't get that. That's so weird. I mean, it shows that it went through. It's just Monday, huh?
Yeah.
Mondays, right? All right, so let me hear link. I'm just going to label this link under here, and then I'm going to resend it to you right now. Cool.